Ask the Podcast Coach for October 17th, 2015.
Let's get ready to podcast.
A little delay there on the button. It is Saturday, October 17th. Hey, let's be cool. It's Podtober. Have you heard that like on every single radio station?
No, I haven't heard that yet.
Oh, it's like everything is rock this new Jenna. Beertober. It's like, what? That doesn't even make sense. But welcome to Ask the Podcast Coach, where we're here every Saturday morning at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Live, just go to askthepodcastcoach.com/live. And I'm Dave Jackson from the schoolofpodcasting.com. And joining me, as always, the bright, the shining, he's the sugar in your coffee. How's that one? The one and only Jim Cullison from theaverageguy.tv.
I'm the Abbott to your Costello. Let's say it that way.
How
does that sound? Dave, happy Saturday morning to you. Good to be back. I want to give a big shout out to Addie, who filled in for me last week. Did a great job. And ironically, we had her on Home Gadget Geeks on Thursday. And so if you just can't get enough of Addie, and head over to theaverageguy.tv. Well, not yet, because I haven't posted the show yet. But this weekend, we'll be posting 233, I think, and it's Addie on there talking tech. So she did a great job. And Addie, thanks for filling in for me here. I always know that this community will do a great job in my absence.
And Jim, should we start off with a rant?
Do it.
All right, I like it. I mean, because there are just some things that it just, I'm sorry. You know.
Dave pops a cork in 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right. There are things that get said on the internets that just ain't true, and they get put over and over and over. I saw a post that said, you know, if you launch with less than 3 episodes, you're an idiot. You should launch with 8. I've heard other people go, oh, I'm going to wait till I have 30 to launch because, hey, if I have 1 subscriber, I'll have 30 downloads. You know, the one I saw was if you have 8 episodes and somebody subscribes, you get 8 downloads. So just to prove this, look, I have nothing in my podcast app because I've moved to Overcast. So, Jim, are you still with us? Because you're frozen up.
Oh, let me re.
All right. And he's back. So
going to be fun.
Pick a topic, any topic.
Sports.
All right. So I'm going to type in sports. We have Sports Illustrated, the sports. There we go. The Sports Junkies. I'm trying to find something I'm not subscribed to. So as we pull it up, that's weird. I got a bunch. Here we go. The Sports Junkies from play.it, which isn't that CBS's thing. And as it pulls it up, last episode from September 13th. So there are the Sports Junkies. And when I click on subscribe, it is now subscribed. Okay. When I go to my unplayed episodes, 1 download, not 8, one.
Well, but if they go back up, some people go back and do that.
And listen, that's the whole thing. So my whole thing is your 8th episode better be killer. Yeah. If you want people to go back,
they all better be good. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's kind of the,
yeah. So that's my whole thing. I'm starting to feel like the old man of like, I just want to run around and scream, get off my lawn to people. Cause it's like, that's just not accurate. You know what I mean? And yes, if they like it, they'll go back and listen to it. But what if they don't? You know what I mean? It's like, that's you're asking people. I don't know. I'm just not sold on the multiple. I get the whole more downloads, but we just did a podcasters roundtable and I'm not sure I came out of that any more clear than I did before when we started it. That's saying how subscriptions are more important than downloads. But I don't know that we found any major. I got out of that and I thought, you know what? I was there to be like the average person. And I'm like, I should have asked for a summary at the end of that.
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say none of it matters unless you have really good content.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. That's the way it goes. So in the news, do a little podcast news. Now, if you're new to the show, we have an open seat. We don't ask you in. You just request to get in and we'll prove your, we'll prove you on in. So if you got any question on anything about podcasting, by all means, just click on the open seat and we'll let you in. Just like, hey, you know what? Here's the cool thing. Miss Eileen Speaks, one of my favorite people. And you know what I did this week, Miss Eileen? and I'm ashamed to say it, but
did you subscribe to my podcast?
I subscribed to your podcast this week.
Oh no, I got to release another episode.
Well, it was funny because I was listening to it and I'm like, because I don't, I saw you somewhere and I'm like, you know what? I always tell myself I need to subscribe to her podcast. I need to subscribe to her podcast. And there's Miss Eileen going, I think a pod faded, or you're thinking about it. But then you said you didn't realize, you know, you were using my podcast reviews and you got all these reviews and you're like, wow, people are listening and people you didn't know were listening. So it was very, very cool. So how's everything going? Happy Saturday.
Oh, thanks. I'm actually going to meet some people in real life today. Isn't
awesome.
That wonderful?
There you go.
So I wanted to jump in here, though, before I leave, because I was watching that Podcasters Roundtable, actually the replay.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something that Rob had me a little confused, and I know you can't really answer this, but he was talking about some testing that he was doing on that whole subscribe and, you know, how that affects the ranking. And they had one show that got 134 subscribers. And I'm thinking, well, how does he know how many subscribers it got? Because you can't get a count of subscribers. You only can get a count of downloads.
Well, he has... if you're on a network, you get Big Shot Smarty Pants rights, and you can see, if you watch, I think at the end, Daniel shares his, because Daniel has Big Shot Smarty Pants rights.
Yeah,
and it somehow shows your subscriber, it gives you like a graph. You can see where they're going up and down and things like that. Yeah, the podcasters.
Podcaster stats. So he's using a formula to infer how many subscribers there are, right, Daniel? Not actually. Okay, so he doesn't know how many subscribers. He's just assuming, based on the downloads that he's seeing,
right,
that those were subscribers. But then, to me, that's flawed, because the whole premise is that subscribers are more important than downloads. So how can you look at the downloads to determine that? So that was kind of like a little bit of a endless loop for me. Sorry, Jim keeps dropping out, guys, but
yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
I think he wants me to be up on top.
That's it. He's got some technical problems today out in the Gallup studios. So, but
I would love to hear what Daniel thought about that too, because I know that Daniel has secret.
Yeah, he's got Big Shot Smarty Pants rights. He does.
It's funny because when Sean, VP here at Blab, bought Daniel on the last town hall and asked him about podcasting, I think Sean thought that Daniel was going to say, yeah, iTunes is a real pain in the butt. And Daniel was like, iTunes is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think you just ruined Sean's.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was fun though. And it was like, I knew that was going to happen, because I knew where Sean was going, because Sean still thinks that you upload your podcast to iTunes.
To iTunes, yeah.
That would gotta be, get him to tell him, Sean, yeah, that's not how it goes.
That's right. I got a video on that on my YouTube channel, how the whole thing works. So.
Oh, and speaking of your YouTube, I want to thank you so much for doing the Overcast. And I left you a comment, by the way, which you haven't responded to.
Oh.
The Overcast video that you just did on YouTube is wonderful, because, you know, I'm all about my Overcast now.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. And so my question was, I don't think you can manage the playlist from the website.
No, you can't. I wish you could. Okay. And okay. I did find out, if you don't forget to sync, because I did, I made a, and Bode will get to you in just a second. If you, Jim has gone away for a long time.
He is.
But anyway, if you make a playlist like on your iPad and don't sync it, your playlist won't show up on your phone. It's kind of a duh kind of thing, but obviously you have to sync for everything to get across. So.
I'm sorry. You're talking about the podcast app now.
Nope. Overcast.
No, Overcast.
You can make a playlist on your phone, but if I don't sync that when I fire up my iPad,
the iPad.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool that they can all share each other.
Okay.
You just got to remember to sync it. And all you do to do that is just pull down on it and the little wheel spins at the top.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because so, I was like, I pulled up my iPad. I'm like, where's my health playlist? I'm like, oh, duh, you didn't sync it. So.
Okay. So you got to remember to sync it when you go. Yeah. To your iPad.
Yeah. Well, whatever you made the playlist on, you have to sync so it uploads the new what you call it, the new playlist to overcast.fm. So that when you log into your iPad and it goes out to overcast.fm, it then gets your,
okay. So you will see the playlist on the website.
No, it's kind of weird. You don't see it on the website, but it, they're both talking to the website and pass information to each device on that. So,
okay. All right. So he's saying he's trying Firefox.
Yeah.
Now.
It's, we still have an open seat.
Good morning. And so everybody, I just want to say hi and blab with everybody later. I'll kind of want to wait for Jim to get back in here.
There he is.
Okay. Thanks. Right. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful show.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. So you're, and Bode, you can come. I wish there was a way to pull somebody in.
Yeah, I'm trying Firefox, so we'll see. It could be my network, you but know, it just keeps locking up in Chrome. That's going to be pretty annoying after a while.
Well, while Jim's getting that set up, if you haven't, heard, a bunch of people launched podcasts this week for Fox Sports commentator Katie Nolan. The one that I think is going to be really interesting is multi-Grammy winning Isn't It Ironic singer Alanis Morissette. How now has conversations with Alanis, however you say her name. The interesting thing is at first I thought it was bizarre because on her website she's using SoundCloud. And I was like, oh, ugh, okay. So then I went into iTunes and reverse engineered and she's using Feedburner. And behind the scenes in Feedburner, she's using Libsyn for her actual downloads. And I was like, who is her podcast consultant? Because I'm like, why are you using Feedburner? It's like, it's not the worst tool in the world, but just not needed. And I was like, interesting. So
how's the mic? Mic okay?
Much better now.
Okay, so I do want to talk a little bit about this Feedburner. Because I know, I mean, we're as a community, we're super negative on it. But I would think if Google was going to actually kill it, they would have killed it by now, right? I mean, it, and so
what would use other than Feedburner? What I would use is go back a bit, back in the day, Feedburner at the time, Feedburner was really one of the only choices to make an iTunes compliant feed. So there was either hand code it or, you know, there just really weren't that many options. And when iTunes came out, we're like, how are we going to get there? And so Feedburner made it easy, and it made it super easy. Back then, media hosts would, like, drop like flies. Somebody would start, and then it would go, and Podango would come on board, and it would go away. So you always kind of wanted to have that backdoor option to change your feed, and that's where Feedburner made it really, really easy. And so what happened, though, is Google bought it. It hasn't been updated in years. They did one update about a year ago. I forget. It was something about the length of the feed or something of that nature. But basically, I would use either A. I think right now I'm about 55% Libsyn feed and 45% Blueberry. And here's why. They're both really good choices. And it all both those have an asterisk, a big, big asterisk. If you have just a few plugins, by all means, nothing wrong with PowerPress. And actually, it's not PowerPress. Let me say that. PowerPress is a phenomenal plugin. WordPress, when you start adding all these other plugins, they got to play nice together. And the more things you add, you know, the more things can get a little squirrely. And I've helped probably in about 6 weeks, I've had a couple people who have had problems with their feed with WordPress. Nothing major. You just have to go in and figure out which plugin is causing the conflict. And for the record, can you break a Libsyn feed? Yes, you can. If you go pasting in all sorts of crazy stuff. So whichever one you're using, keep it simple in your show notes, things like that. The bottom line is whoever you use, whether it is right now, like I say, I either use PowerPress or use Libsyn, or if you're using Spreaker, Spreaker has a feed. All those have one thing in common, and that is they allow you to switch your feed. So if you decide later, I don't want it, you know, I'm leaving this company or whatever, then it's really easy to switch either of those. In fact, so how do you switch? That's going to be the next question. So let me here's the fun part. Number one, I don't. There's a way you can get around this, but I it's a little over my head. I have to ask Uncle Google. You have to make your new feed look like your old feed. So there's a thing in both Blueberry and Libsyn will do this as media hosts. You can suck in your old articles. So I was helping somebody who had gotten really bad advice, was using FeedBurner and was using files for download only in Libsyn. And you can go into Libsyn and say, hey, here's my old feed. Bring everything over. And it did, which was makes life easy. And then you go in to, like with FeedBurner, once you have your new feed, and you can look at it in Firefox. Firefox will actually let you see your feed. And once you have everything set up, he's gone on his phone. Is that what you're doing?
I think so. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Yeah, you know what? I just got a network thing going on here that I can't seem to, at about every 2 minute mark, it locks up.
All right. You might want to use, do you have earbuds by any chance? No, you just got the headphones.
Yeah, well. Yeah, let me.
That'll work.
They're all the way up. They're all the way on the other side of the building.
That's fine.
The mic.
No, yeah, you're good.
Sorry.
Anyway, so I'm explaining how to move away from FeedBurner if you want to. So you have to make your new feed look like your old feed, because otherwise, when you switch it, people are going to go, "Where'd all your episodes go?" And once you get that new feed looking like your old feed, then you can now you want to go into wherever your new feed is, and then you can do this both in PowerPress and in Libsyn. There's a spot where you can say, "Hey." So let's say I move to Libsyn. I can put a code in here that says, hey, iTunes, my new feed is Libsyn. And that way, when you put that into FeedBurner, this is where it gets kind of tricky. iTunes is looking at FeedBurner. FeedBurner is looking at whatever you tell it to. So when you tell it, hey, FeedBurner, look at my new feed, your new feed says, hey, iTunes, don't look at FeedBurner anymore. Cuts them out of the picture, and then now your new feed, which looks just like your old feed, is directly being looked at from iTunes. So it's a little tricky. And then I also think, and Daniel, if you want to pop in, I think it's also best to do a 300 redirect, because that doesn't help you on the Android side. I think that's the other thing you have to do. You have to do a 300 redirect, or you can redirect your FeedBurner feed. So it gets a little tricky. The one thing that I want to say it's a QUID. There's some sort of weird number deep in the bowels of the code that basically your podcasts, all your episodes are going to look new. And so your audience will download your files again. And that's kind of annoying. So I usually tell people, announce to people that you're going to be switching and they might see this. Is that it? So when you delete your feed and FeedBurner, they let you place a permit through. Okay. To point to the old FeedBurner. Got it. So that way, because otherwise, what are the Android people doing?
What I say on FeedBurner.
And then he was gone. Poor Jim. And he's back. And he's gone. I feel like I'm at an optometrist. Better this way, better that way. Better this way, better that way. So, but, okay, I understand that you should get the basics nail before going into the weeds, but rules are meant to be broken, right? I'm doing phone interviews, mostly cell phone or FaceTime to the type of the interviews. Is there any reason to post to process our audio to try to artificially bring up the call quality matching EQ or room tone? Great question. Here's my answer to that. There are movie editors. There are magazine editors. There are newspaper editors. There are TV editors. I'm not quite sure why we think this form of media needs no editing. When would I do that? If your audio is distracting enough to where I'm no longer focusing on what you're saying, but how it's being said. I'll give you an example. I was listening to a podcast this week. It was a podcast about podcasting. It's a new one. And it sounded like it was recorded next to a fan. There was just this constant, and I'm in the car listening to this. So when I'm in a car on a busy street in Cleveland, Ohio, and I hear, I was like, wow, that's annoying. I just was like, it was enough to where it distracted me. Now, keep in mind, I'm Dave the podcast guy. So the average person may not be listening to it going, what are they doing to their audio quality? As podcasters, we get a little uppity with sound quality. But there are great tools like Auphonic and the Levelator. There's a noise reduction in built into Audacity. There's a great one in Audition. You're looking at like 5 to 10 minutes of editing. It's really not that hard to level out an audio sound. Auphonic is free, I think, up to 2 hours. Levelator is free forever. Now realize those tools are meant to help things that are a little out of whack. when you throw in something where you're super loud and your guest is like not even remotely barely heard, it will level those out, but it's going to sound a little squirrely. That's why I would say do it anytime. And the other thing is I'm not actually talking about love stories. I'm actually going deeper into the weeds than that. Okay. Not quite sure what you mean then. Here's a topic: crowdfunding your podcast for future content. This has to be one of the fastest campaigns I've seen growing for a podcast. This is from Addy. I've heard of Radiotopia do this, but that was a network. GoFundMe.com/truthandjustice. Wow. Truth and Justice podcast at GoFundMe.com has raised $12,000 out of their $15,000 goal. Now, here's my question. Who needs $15,000 to start a podcast? What kind of microphone are you? Holy cow. That's to launch this. I know when there was a Blabathon a while back, and I'm by all means wonderful little teenage guy, was awesome. And but he had, I think it was cerebral palsy, and they were raising, they wanted to get the guy like a MacBook Pro. And I'm like, I'm not sure we had figured out what he was going to podcast about. I was like, granted, let's do anything to shine some light on this guy's life. But if you're, to me, I'm just like, you don't need $15,000 to start a podcast. You can start a podcast for the price of less than an Xbox, you know, depending on what you're doing and things of that nature. So John Lee Dumas had six figures in the bank when he started his podcast. And I don't mean that to just, it's just a fact that he has stated himself on the moneyplansos.com. Oh, you know what? You're right. Oh, I didn't even think about it. And that's why we don't, for the record, I'm a huge fan of John Lee Dumas. Just every week we bring up that guy's name. And so we made a rule that we're going to go free, October free. I think I have to put money in a swear jar now or something like that. You know, that's right. But yeah, so I'm not going to do my John Lee Dumas speech. So exactly. So, but that's interesting. Crowdfunding to start a podcast. Now, here's the interesting thing about that, that I had a lengthy conversation with a guy on chat last night asking about, he really wanted to do a phone-in show. And yes, the time has come that Dave said, if you really want to do a phone-in show with telephones, because if you want to do live interaction, I'm like, blab.im, it's free, you can't beat it. And this person really wanted to do a phone-in show. And I said, well, in my opinion, Blog Talk Radio, now that they've fixed their sound, you know, they've sworn on a stack of Bibles that they will move your feed if you want to move. You know, I said, if that's the way you want to go. He said, great, because I really want people to call in. And I said, just a reminder, if you're starting out, there is no audience yet. So if you're looking for people to call in, you need an audience for that. And so I think it's interesting that people are crowdfunding to start a podcast, because in theory, you don't have a crowd yet. So that's kind of interesting. And also, it looks like Jim, I feel for you, buddy. But Jim is not, isn't that? Well, here's the thing. If you use the phone, so there's a comment in the chat room, Blog Talk Radio still doesn't sound that great. If you're using the phone, it's always going to sound like a phone. Hanny Mora has jumped into I got lots of toys to play with that you'll be hearing about on the School of Podcasting. I bought, Hanny helped me, Simple Live Press last night. That's the thing that's going to take this blab and put it on Ask the Podcast Coach. And all your comments will be put on the website as well. So Hanny is have yet to install it yet. Not only is Hanny a great developer.
Good morning.
Awesome. Everybody's doing the tour of the kitchen. Awesome. I love this.
No, I'm just with my daughter watching TV. And I'm like, hey, Dave's on. Let me hop on and say hi.
Yeah. So, yeah, I bought Simple Live Press last night. Haven't installed it yet.
Awesome.
And, so the cool thing about Hanny, not only does he make really great toys, the guy's phenomenal with support. You got a question, it's going to get answered quickly. So tell us the you know, pull your string for like the millionth time. Explain to everybody what the heck Simple Live Press is.
Oh, awesome, man. I appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, I love it. So basically the whole idea is you record your blab on Blab. Within a few minutes, it's going to show up as a WordPress post on your site automatically, on your WordPress site automatically. The embed code, the embedded player will show up. We have the buttons. We added some buttons so you can listen to the audio version and subscribe. Someone can follow you on Blab. And then we had an email opt-in box right below that as well. So that's cool. But the coolest part is all the discussions going on here on the Blab will show up as native WordPress comments on that post. So that's really, really cool. So you'll have a post with all the comments here, but we'll have hundreds of comments instantly with the Blab and with the Blab video and comments and everything. And it's all automatic and it's all fast. Like we were doing a test with 20 recordings and it literally took 8 seconds, I think. Gary Leland's, Blab and 8 seconds flat. I was shocked. I don't even have a special hosting plan. I'm on shared HostGator,
right?
It's a shared HostGator account. So it's fast, it's quick, and it's automated. And it even adds, if you want, like my default, it adds all the participants. Like for me, like right now, my name, I'm participant on this chat. I think that when the text below the embedded player says, "Hey, here's all the replay of this awesome Blab, and here are the people that were part of the Blab."
Yeah,
so that's kind of the default text that comes with it. Of course, you can delete that.
Yeah, we have a question here in the chat room that says, is it user-friendly? Can an idiot like me use it? Now, here's the thing that's cool about this. Now, I have not installed it yet, but because Hanny made it, I can guarantee you it's easy to use.
Yes, simple. I mean, all our products are called simple something press. So simple live press in this case. And literally, you start by, you know, you download the plugin, you activate it just like any other plugin. You enter your Twitter ID, you click save. And then the only two decisions you have to make are, do you want your WordPress post published to go live, or do you want it as a draft so you can edit it and add more content? And then which category do you want? You want it like assign it to a special category in your WordPress site.
Yes.
Make all your Blabs, and that's it. Then you go to save and you say import, and it's going to pull all your episodes up to today that are all your recordings and make that those number of pages. And then going forward, every hour it's going to check if you have a new Blab recording. Bam,
nice.
It's going to put that on your site right away. So going forward, it's automated. But the first time, you got to import all your episodes.
And of course, the big question right now, I think you're doing a big sale, right?
Yes, we launched it on Tuesday, like a couple of days ago, and it's been crazy. Like the response has been amazing. I'm happy. Like people are catching on to this and they're spreading the word. And so we have like the initial launch sale until Sunday midnight. Midnight Eastern time. So tomorrow. Actually, wow, tomorrow.
That's it. And can you have it? He says, I've got a Blab page on my site. Could I have it on there?
I've got a Blab page on your site. Basically, think about it this. It's going to create a new post on your site for every single episode. So every episode will have a new post.
Yeah.
And then what you can do is you can have it all assigned to one category, let's say Blab, and then you can have a page that lists all your Blabs.
Got it. And if you don't want them, you would just set it to import them as a draft, and then you can pick and choose which ones you want.
Exactly.
Very cool, man. Well, man,
the coolest thing that's coming out next week.
Awesome.
And it's basically part of the plugin is you can have a page that's your live page. Nice. What I mean by it is always going to show your latest scheduled broadcast.
Nice.
And then when that schedule goes live, it goes live. And then when you schedule the next one, that same page will always be your latest scheduled.
So I don't have to update
or live podcast, and then someone could listen to you and watch you on your own site, on your own brand.
Nice.
So to me, that's super cool.
That is very cool.
We did that for the launch on Tuesday. A lot of people were on simplelivepress.com. We were broadcasting live, so you can fully interact. You can join the video. You can comment all on the native as if you were on the Blab site. But it's on your site, and it's fully branded on your site. So that was cool. I literally figured that out an hour before we went live on Tuesday.
Nice.
So it wasn't in the plugin, but we're adding it next week.
Well, and I love the fact that I don't have to update my Pretty Link anymore, because every week I'm going in, I schedule my Blab, I go into my Pretty Link and update the link, and I don't have to do that anymore.
Yes. Yeah, this is that feature alone. People were going nuts over it. And it makes so much sense, right? You have one page and you just send people to the same page and it's always related. This is another Dave Jackson feature just for you.
There you go. Well, Mr. Stargate Pioneer has a question about the plugin.
Yeah, I do. You know, we were using Blab Wednesday night, and the spammers found us on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Had lots of adult stuff in the comments. So my question is, can you filter out the comments once they make it to your website? Because I don't want any of that on my website.
Absolutely. So you, there's a couple ways to do this. You can just go, because they're native WordPress comments. You can go into your comments section and just delete the ones you don't want. That's one way. That's, you know, that could be a bit of a headache. So the other idea is you can actually do, before we're done recording or before you hang up the Blab, you can, I think there's a new feature within Blab, you can delete the comments. And so if you delete them here before they get imported to your site, I believe they won't make them their way to your site. Okay. So if you have a chance, you can delete them there. And then next week, we're going to add another feature where people requested to have these comments go as unapproved comments. So meaning they'll show up as unapproved and you can manually approve the ones you want. And we're going to have an option to just completely disable comments if you don't want the comments.
So the comments don't stream live?
No, that all happens in the import, which happens right after the recording is done.
Okay,
yeah. Got it. Any plans to bundle this with Simple Podcast Press?
I think we will. We're getting a lot of people asking about it. Yeah. If you're interested in both, just send me an email and we can work something out. I don't have anything formally set up, but right now it's basically, they're separate products, but they look the same. So that, you know, it's a similar, same brand across your site, but we don't have a bundle deal yet, but that's something that we want to add for sure. But email me for now. It's hanny@simplelivepress.com.
Daniel's
got a good question.
Yeah, what about live comments during the live show?
Yeah, so basically, whatever you're seeing here on Blab, the embed player will have these comments. I think it means when you watch it live on your site. Yeah, so those you won't miss anything. You have the full experience in the embed video on your site. So everything's there. Comments, someone can join the video, everything from your page, because that's all part of Blab's embed code.
Right, so if there's spam, that will show up on your live page on the plugin.
Yeah. So sorry, I missed a question. So if there's people spamming you, you can delete them as you're going now. Like if someone spams right now, you know, they can go in and kill the comment. Those, I believe, I haven't fully tested it, I believe will not make it to your site as WordPress comments, because that step happens about a few minutes later after the show is over. So if you clean up now, it should not show up on your site. But I will confirm that.
Okay.
Got
Thanks,
it.
Annie.
Any,
yeah, no problem.
I think I know the answer to this. What about a Squarespace website?
Yeah, unfortunately, right now, I'm a WordPress guy. All our plugins are focused on WordPress.
Yeah.
So it's tightly integrated with WordPress. Addie's asking about, is Blab supporting the plugin? They're not, you know, affiliated with the plugin. They totally know about it. They're totally cool with it. You know, they're excited about it. They gave us props. They gave me props and they were happy for you. Good job on the plugin. But they're not affiliated with it and there's no plans to shut it down. Like, I'm not doing anything that's sneaky. Basically, the embed code is what's sent to you by email.
Right.
But there's ways to access it. So we're not doing anything that's like going back door or anything like that. So they're totally cool. They're totally on board. They were there for the launch and they were answering questions. They're not affiliated with us. Like they're not, you know, promoting it or anything, but they said, good for you. Good job. You know, they're happy to have people create tools around Blab. It's just better for their platform.
Yeah. Rob has a question. We kind of talked about this in the past. You can basically, when you import it, it'll import everything and you can set it, whether you want those to go live or draft. So if you want to hand pick what goes and doesn't go on your website, you might want to set those to import as a draft. And then you can say that one, not that one, not one, that one, this one. So, and it imports them all ridiculously fast. If you go to simplelivepress.com, there's a video there that shows it, and it's fun when you watch the developer go, man, that was quick.
Yeah, I was shocked because I was doing this video. I'm like, holy wow, that is fast. another cool thing that I wanted to mention is I just missed. It just slipped my mind. Just forgot what I was going to say.
Hanny, I do have another question.
Oh,
say
first,
if you take your Blab video and you edit it and then you post it up to YouTube later, is there any chance of replacing that on the WordPress post?
You can.
Good question. So if you put it in YouTube, does it sync back to WordPress?
That's another plugin.
Yeah,
actually, we have another plugin called Simple Video Press that syncs your YouTube with your WordPress sites, but it's not connected to the Blab Simple Live Press. I guess the short answer is no. You can Actually, we don't have a way to disable. That's a good question. There's no way to disable a particular blab off a site. I guess you can make a new page and embed the YouTube version.
Right.
But I'll make a note of that. That's a good idea. We've got to, maybe we have an option to turn off a blab on a specific page if you want to replace it with.
Yeah, because that's what we do on our website now is when the audio version of the podcast comes out, we post the actual post and then we embed the YouTube audio, which we've already also edited. So it's a twofer on the post that we make. But if it's a special blab page, it wouldn't hurt to replace the video later. Like Spreaker, right? Spreaker allows you to replace the audio afterwards right. as well.
Hmm. So yeah, Daniel is commenting on that, I think the same topic. So basically, the way it's set up, the blab is doesn't show up as embed code on your site, so you can't edit the text for that blab. So Daniel, so basically it's kind of inserted on top or the bottom of the page automatically. So there's right now there's no way to just delete that code and put in the YouTube code instead. But that's something we can add for sure, is an option to turn off the blab embed code for a particular page and have the option to replace it with whatever you like the YouTube video. The one thing I kind of brushed over earlier is, because you mentioned audio, is we have one of the buttons below the embed, below the video, is listen to the audio version. So automatically, if you want to click, it's going to add a button called listen to the audio version. If someone clicks that, it's going to do a little pop-up. So they can listen, stream the audio version, and then keep navigating your site. So they can keep surfing around and still continue to listen to the audio version of the blab. That's something that's automated and already built into the plugin.
Sweet.
And you can shut off any button you want and turn on any button you want, customize and all that good stuff.
One additional thing that we found out this week is we've been embedding an iframe in our live page for the blab. And it used to be it just redirected people over. You'd click on it and it redirected. Now it is actually playing. So it took me a couple of minutes to figure out the echo that was going on because I threw that page to the side and didn't have it up. So on your live page on the plugin, would it automatically start streaming the video as well?
It's gonna do exactly how it's working now. So all we're doing is we're just always putting the latest episode or your latest upcoming show on that same page. So it eliminates the manual step of going in and updating the episode. Hey, I'm broadcasting now. You got to go to your site, put the new embed code on that page. It does that step for you automatically.
Yeah, kind of like what Spreaker does. It just automatically plays the newest episode.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sorry. I might have not answered your question. It's exactly right.
You did. I was just equating it to something else that was going on.
Cool.
So thank you very much, Hanny. I think I've taken up enough of everybody's time. Thank you, Dave, for the time. And
thanks for popping in.
Listening to the rest of the show in the chat room.
Thanks, man. Hey, Daniel has a question. Does the audio version use less bandwidth for the listener than the live video usually would? I would imagine so, yeah. And then if you change your show title on Blab several times, which one will be used for the WP post? I'm going to guess the last one.
From the way it works, it's going to always, depending when the import happened. So meaning that if you imported it and once the page is created, we don't stay in sync with Blab. So meaning that, let's say, usually it's about within the hour of your recording is finished, you will see a page on your site. You can do it faster, there's a manual button, but let's say it takes within 30 minutes to an hour. Once it's on your site and you update your blab page, it's not going to resync back to your site. So you'd have to go back to your site and update the actual title for the individual posts. For the live player, we haven't really finalized the details on that, but we can... Yeah, we got to think about what title to use for the live player. We'll probably keep that dynamic so that it's always showing the latest title.
What I'm sure is time goes on. And I mean, like we said, this has been out less than a week. So as it goes out and people start kicking the tires, send your suggestions over to Hanny. Where would they do that? Just go to simplelivepress.com to put those in? Is there a better place to leave comments?
Yeah, there's a little help, a little icon in the bottom right. If you say help or support or something, just shoot us an email there. Or if you want to email me directly, I'm happy to hear from you. So Hanny, Hani, at Simple Live Press. Sales ending Sunday, this Sunday Eastern at midnight.
Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah. I can't believe today's Saturday. Time's flying by.
Yeah, in October.
I just got home picking my daughter from swimming, and then I'm like, oh, Dave's live.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you came on, man. This is I'm excited. I'm going to be playing with this later on today to get it on the site. And if you want to see more of Hanny's handiwork, go over to askthepodcastcoach.com. And when you see all the buttons at the bottom of each post, that is Simple Podcast Press, which is another great just program that keeps getting better and better and better. So thanks for all you do, man.
Awesome. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Do we know what the regular price is? I see there's another question in here.
Yeah, it's I'm like still trying to fix that out. It's going to be more, obviously.
Yes, it's more than what it is now.
It's going to be more than 47. How was that for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be under $97, but it's going to be more than 47. So I'm still trying to work out. We just added, actually, when we launched Tuesday, it was a single price, one license, one site. We added the multiple licenses. So you can buy a one pack, five pack, or 10 pack, meaning up to 10 websites, up to five websites, or a single website.
Yeah. Awesome. Yep. There you go. The reviews are in. Amazing software. Yeah. It is. Awesome, man. Well, thanks so much.
I won't take up a lot of time. I appreciate you guys so much for bringing me on.
Oh, you, I saw you there and I was like, come on in. It's like, well, don't ask me, ask this guy. I haven't had a chance to play with it yet. So. Awesome, man. It released it Tuesday, I think you said, right?
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Tuesday, like 4 days, yeah, 4 days ago. And the response has been overwhelmingly good. Yeah. So people are excited and
is this
for
your,
a good reason. It's a great automation tool.
Is this your full-time gig? Do you have a day gig when you're doing
I do have a day gig. It's
Holy
4 days
cow.
A week. So I manage software, cloud software for a company. Actually, the crazy thing is we did what's called a hackathon. Just last night.
Okay.
Which is basically the company runs an event and that for 24 hours, you have to create something cool, whatever it is, any kind of software. And right. Literally we were up, I was up 24 hours from Thursday night at 8 until last night at 8 PM with a team of like 11 people. And it was a lot of fun, but I'm exhausted.
I bet. Awesome.
But, I love software. That's what I do, man.
Yeah.
I do software daytime, nighttime, morning time.
Yeah.
Weekend. Well, I try not to do it on the weekends. I have two daughters. So
that's it. Family time.
Family time. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. All right, man. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you. Yep. Appreciate it, Dave.
Yep. We'll see
thanks,
you later.
Everyone.
Yep. Take care.
Have a great
Yep. Oh, I cut him off early. I hate that. Yeah, you can. I know Daniel was sharing. The question is, can you screen share with Blab? And I'm not sure what Daniel was using last week, but CamTwist, okay, on the Mac. And I don't know. I know I have. I've yet to really use it. The Manycam. Yeah, I use Manycam, and I've yet to really. I tried to use it once, and I needed to change my frame rate. It made me look horrendous, and that's another one that I have not really spent a lot of time playing with. But we got about 10 minutes left. If you have, we talk about all things podcasting. You're listening to Ask the Podcast Coach at askthepodcastcoach.com/live. And here, coming in from the Dr. Vibe Show. Yeah, I've not, here he comes. There he is.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, my man?
I am outstanding. Always a pleasure to hear the knowledge you share and the guests you have on the show.
Well, the fun part is, and this is one of the things I like, you know, it's kind of nice to have Jim here to kind of bounce ideas off of, but we never know what we're going to talk about. I mean, we always have. I had a couple things. I knew Alanis Morissette had, a new podcast, but usually it's just a chat room just throwing out stuff and we just bounce and ping pong off each other. So it's always fun because you never know what you're going to get.
I have a favor to ask. I have a very interesting opportunity. I've been asked by a major newspaper in Toronto to submit a podcasting proposal.
Okay.
Do you have any suggestions on what, I don't know if you've ever done something like that in the past for a media outlet, but would you be able to give me any sort of suggestions on what key things would go in a podcast proposal to a media outlet?
Yeah, you have to define the project. It's really project. Because on one hand, because I have some people, I had one guy, he doesn't podcast anymore. All I had to do was go into Libsyn and hit publish. He did everything else. I've had other people who, I have one company now I do a podcast for, I just read their blog. So right. you have to decide, like, are you giving me the content and I'm going to like just do the audio editing and post it and handle all that stuff. So, figure out exactly what they want you to do. So you might say, you know, here's what we have. We have option A where, you know, I will create the content and you tell me what to put it in and that whole nine yards. You know, I can do that, or option number B where we do this, or option number C. Okay. And that way, you know, either A, try to get that discussion going before the proposal, or just say, here's option A, B, and C. Which one would you like? The one where I do everything, the one where I take your content and put it into a podcast, or option number C where, you know, yada, yada, yada. Cause the cool okay. thing is, none of those options are none of the above. It's like you're earning money one way or another. So.
Okay. That helps me immensely because they just launched the app probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And one of the nice things is I had the one of their columnists who's been there for about 15 years on the show. And he sort of dropped this hint saying, you know, we're launching this app. You may want to put in a proposal to get some podcasting on. And he's given me the name of the people to send it to. So I appreciate the thoughts, and I'm going to start working on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And because that's a lot of people do, you know, not a lot, but I'm hearing more and more people that are being hired to basically create or produce other people's shows because okay. you have the experience. So they want somebody who's already navigated the water. So
excellent. Well, then, thanks as always. Always a great show. And thanks for having Handy on, because it looks I think I'm all over that plugin. That looks fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Dr. Vibe.
Be well.
See ya. All right. Coming on next, Jerry J. Hunter. You can find him at Jerry J. Hunter on Twitter. And I don't see your video, but I hear you.
You guys hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Awesome.
Wonderful.
Glad to have you back.
Well, thank you so much for hosting this blab. This is only my second time here, but I was wondering if I could ask you a question.
Sure.
I'm beginning to launch my small business, and I look at Periscope and I look at Blab as, you know, they're really big social media networks that are growing incredibly fast. Look, I get this right away. This is the future. This is amazing. Look, I can just have a conversation with you and all these people can talk. This is the future. So my question is, as a person just starting out, what do I need to do? I mean, literally, this is the second Blab that I can do, but could you give me some advice? What should be my next steps in terms of exploring Blab and Periscope? I mean, I want to launch my Blab in the next couple of minutes and see what happens. Words of wisdom to a newbie.
Have something to say. And I know it sounds weird, but if you can kind of figure out like who your audience is, what they want to hear, and then kind of, you know, get a lot of people don't like the shows where that takes them. I listened the other day, 9 minutes for them to get to the subject. And right. it was just mission mash and things like that. So and look at it like a recipe. Your podcast, your blab, whatever you're doing, it's a recipe. And, you know, add ingredients to it and try something. I love the fact you're like, I'm just going to go try one now. And I'm like, that's the best attitude right there.
Dave, I teach people how to find jobs. So you're telling me that I can just start a blab and I can make a decent topic, kind of like maybe how to skip HR by applying directly on LinkedIn. I can make a decent topic and talk right about it and make the content good. And if I just have a good title and have decent content and a personable, that's pretty much what you do. Is that right?
That's it, my man. And then lather, rinse, repeat. The key is consistency. So, you know, the thing I always hate to hear is, well, it's Monday, so, you know, I have to have an episode out. So not sure what I'm going to talk about today. So, you know, my cat died and you're like, ugh, you know, it's like that's, right. you know, I always try to think of, you know, what is that person who's listening to my show going to go tell their friends about when it's done?
I like that. I like what you just said right there. Dave, this has been a pleasure and a slice. Thank you for taking the time to help us people here. Oh. I'm really excited. I want to start this thing off right now. And I hope you don't mind if I follow you on Twitter and go from there.
Oh, dude, anytime. I'm over at schoolofpodcasting.com. If you have any other questions, we're here every Saturday at 10:30. So if you got more questions, come on back.
All right, Dave. Well, I'll see you soon then. Okay, brother. Thank you so much for hopping us out, eh?
Oh, no problem. Take care. Take care. At Bang's Naughty Bit has a great question. Feed question. Is there any benefit to using your own domain's URL for a feed via simple podcast press or PowerPress as opposed to a well-respected host like... All right. We kind of talked about this earlier. I would assume the benefit of allowing the host to manage the feed would be rock solid stability. And I said this earlier. Either one, PowerPress or Libsyn, great solutions. PowerPress is not the problem. WordPress is the problem. If, asterisk, huge, huge asterisk, if you have a lot of plugins or a person that likes to add a lot of plugins. And it's just this week, I ran into a lot of people having problems, a lot meaning three, but compared to, that's more than I've had probably all year. So it's not a common thing, but the problem is people that add a lot of plugins, they're all supposed to play nice together and follow this kind of WordPress, you know, rules or whatever, but they don't always, and it'll make your feed go and it dies. Now, on the other hand, I copied and pasted, I think, a YouTube video embed, and it was a Word, something from a Word document. Microsoft Word, do not do that. Paste it into Libsyn, and my Libsyn feed went bad. So in both cases, whoever you're using for your feed, keep it simple. So like, now the thing I like about like the School of Podcasting, I'm using the Libsyn feed. The Ask the Podcast Coach, I'm using PowerPress. And what I like about kind of having them separate is I can put different things in the feed that's going to iTunes than maybe that's not on my website. The reason I originally moved my feed to Libsyn was because my website was under almost a constant denial of service kind of attack, where I was just getting insane amounts of traffic. And so I couldn't log in. So even if I had hosted my show there, if I had my feed on WordPress, I couldn't do a thing about it because I couldn't log in. So, you know, there's always going to be, and that again is an asterisk. How often does that happen? Not very. So there's all these weird little thinking outside the box kind of things. So 99.9% of the time, I've never had a problem with PowerPress ever. And I have a lot of my shows using PowerPress. And unless you're doing something really funky, you're not going to break a Libsyn feed. So, yeah, just what you always want to do is if you add a new plugin, first thing you want to do is go over to validatemyfeed.com. I think it's Jim's site for that. He has a bunch of feed validators over there, and make sure it's not going to cause any problems. So I kind of consider them six one way, half a dozen the other. And it's just this week that is there a benefit for the self-host SEO or some? No, I don't know that. No. My gut reaction is I don't know that you get any more SEO. You do get to a lot more bandwidth. You know, when I was having the problem, I was on a shared account with HostGator and I was just getting nailed. And they're like, yeah, you're getting slammed. And I went into my stats and said, what is generating the most bandwidth? And like off the chart, my RSS feed was. So I said, thank you. I'll let Libsyn handle that bandwidth bill and put it over there. So I don't know that there's an SEO boost to that, because when I search Google, I never see the results come up of somebody's RSS feed. I have not played with a new Spreaker desktop app. I've heard of it. It sounds awesome. It's on my list. One of the things I'm doing when I get done here, I'm going to play with Simple Live Press. I'm going to play with the new Spreaker app. In terms of SEO, check out Daniel's SEO. Oh, Daniel, throw it in the chat room. SEO for podcasters, I think it is, class. I will admit I've only made it through a few videos. It's always on my list of things to do. The audacitypodcast.com/SEO. Daniel, much like Hanny, if it's got Daniel's name on it, I can tell you it's going to be good. That's just the way the guy rolls. But the cool thing about the Spreaker app is, from what I heard, if you listen to the last Spreaker live show with Rob Greenlee, and this is where I'm like, really? Allows you to plug into up to three USB microphones and Skype and record it all and play live sounds. And I was like, that sounds pretty stinking cool. So that's when I was like, I'm definitely going to go play with that bad boy, because that sounds really cool. So I've not played with it yet, but it's definitely on my list of things to play with today. So, but we're not done just yet. But if you're listening, we'll do a little post show. But we're here every Saturday. The show is called Ask the Podcast Coach, and that would be me. And normally joined by the one and only Jim Collison, who will be back next week. And hey, you know what? That was the call button. That's not this. That's the end music. That's back in the day when we used to have call-ins. And we're here every Saturday. AskThePodcastCoach.com. /live. Now, we do a little post show here in just a bit. And if you missed last week's post show, there's an easy way to get it. Go over to askthepodcastcoach.com/awesome. And you can be one of our awesome supporters. Not only get the post-show stuff, but also on occasion I will throw up a Periscope or any kind of videos that I'm doing, things like that. And you can find that again at askthepodcastcoach.com/awesome. Also, don't forget, you can join the School of Podcasting by using the coupon code ASK20, and that will save you on your first month there at the School of Podcasting.com. I'll also be updating some tutorials over there as well. And if you're a member of the School of Podcasting, next Saturday at, I believe I said 1 o'clock, we'll be doing a kind of like one of these. It's only private. I call them office hours, where members of the School of Podcasting can come in and ask questions. And it's just for them. And we talk about that. So that if you're thinking of starting a podcast, and you actually want reliable information, not things like, if you have eight episodes in a podcast, you get 8 downloads. No, you don't. If somebody tells you that they can get you to the top ranks of whatever, grab your wallet and run, because they're after that. So you have definitely isolated the problem to the mic. It's a lifetime warranty. No, it must be another conversation. So anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. And if you're in the chat room, hang around. We'll do some post show. But Ask the Podcast Coach. Thanks so much.